Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Now, a very special interview. Have you heard of a not-for-profit called Purple Soup? I was just reading about this the other night, and this is a wonderful cause, a not-for-profit. It just won international award for its work with chronically ill children, and we have the director, Tim Matchington, on the line with us today. How are you, Tim?
I'm good, thank you. It's great to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you. Now, tell us about Purple Soup.
So Purple Soup is an organisation that I founded 10 years ago after travelling around the world extensively, working with different kids who had a lot of different serious medical conditions. And when I returned to Australia, I saw there was an area that wasn't quite being fulfilled, and that was in the area of adventure therapy. So what that really means is we take amazing young children and their families who happen to be living with some very serious medical conditions on adventures that are not only fun and a great escape from their regular world, but are very meaningful. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we do a lot of counselling in terms of talking about the hard stuff that these kids have to deal with every day, that unless we lived with that sort of stuff, we wouldn't understand.
Yeah, you say here, while many health professionals are often able to help with the medical side of things, it's the other side that also needs to be supported.
Yeah, a lot of the times the families we work with get limited contact with their medical professionals, which is great because they manage to tick all the boxes in terms of, for example, getting the medication regime right. But as things crop up from time to time, sometimes that can be in the middle of a month where they haven't got an appointment set until the next month.
Yeah,
so something
sure.
crops up.
Yep.
And often those things can be around different things that come up for young people, like transitioning from primary school to secondary school. And the challenge that we all went through, we all probably had an awkward moment or two in our adolescence. But when you combine that with being chronically ill, those kids sometimes miss out on a lot of opportunities. For example, sport. They don't have often opportunity to do sport in a really meaningful way that they get a good sense of self-esteem. So some of the things they get to do on our camps, which are pretty zany places, give them the chance to discover a bigger sense of who they are.
Now, when you talk about a bigger sense of who they are, what happened for you that actually created all this? Like, what was the turning point?
It came about as a bit of a personal evolution, really. I embarked originally on a career to be a firefighter and decided that the firefighters have a really tough job. They often help people on the worst days of their lives, but they don't actually get to often see the bookend, the people get better or walk out of hospital. And one day I got involved in a small program as a volunteer firefighter to take a fire truck onto a camp that had had some kids there that were learning to give themselves needles for their diabetes.
Okay.
And it was an incredible place, and I instantly realised this is where I was best to be.
So you're a bit of a humanitarian. Do you reckon someone above had something to say in your destiny?
I certainly think that we find amazing people to be our facilitators in the soup, and we've never ever advertised for staff. In fact, people tend to find us, and I believe that we're a little bit led like that. I think things come together sometimes just at the right time at the right place, which is something we try to capitalise on. And even in our camps, when we see that a certain young person is becoming more and more stronger in themselves, we offer them opportunities to develop leadership skills and then come back as leaders in the soup. And we have some really good examples of some excellent young people who are now, taking control of our camps.
It's really a calling that you've got, isn't it? It's quite fascinating.
It's definitely enveloped my life. I would call it a family in Purple Soup, and we're very proud of that. We still run out of a very small office, but we've been to 41 countries. Recently, just got back from some programs in Africa where we were working with kids in hospitals where four kids were sharing each hospital bed.
Now, Tim, if we're listening to the radio today, which we all are, and all ears are on you at the minute, what can we do to help you? What do you need, and how do we get involved?
Way to help us is to get our organisation to come and run an amazing team building event for your company or your workplace, and then we can send our qualified and amazing staff to go and work with some sick kids. It helps us to help them, and we come in at the same sort of financial price point as any other team building company. So purplesoup.org is our website. We'd love you to have a look at it. Comment on our Facebook page. We're looking to build an audience, but otherwise just looking to get some support just from the community.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.